Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees.
KCHVHA mobile monitoring.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees.
PYNU. Not sure anybody's actually trained in that, but it would help them
them out as well.
Pretty cool, but
it seems to work pretty good on the DMR, at least on my personal DMR radio. The stubby works a little bit better. You know, the rubber duck works a little bit better than the whip head antenna. So I don't know, it's weird, but that's I guess just how the radio is set up.
Yeah, and that's it. And with the UHF too, usually you can use like a stubby or smaller antenna for UHF, especially your heater is full fly like that. It works out really well like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll keep trying things out. I might invest in another antenna, but I guess you can never have too many antennas.
No, that's true. And again, you know, there's always potentially what breaks or something that's going to happen. Somebody needs another antenna. Again, it's one of those things that having a good supply is kind of a backup of it.
Likes to grab antennas and like, no, can't do that. Got that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure he likes to grab it that way. Grab those antennas there and flip them around. Of course, sometimes the big kids do that too.
Trust me, I know. I've walked in, and one of my partners had an HP in his hand, and he was flinging it around with antenna. And I'm like, don't do that. You're gonna break the connection. You're gonna break the radio, and then we're gonna be short of HP in dispatch. I'm like, stop that.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you gotta remember that sometimes that is if you're on a call and waiting to race something for the car, that's what I'm trying to do that. So definitely not a good idea to just put those HPs on ready.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they wonder why, you know, they can't get out certain areas. It's like, well, if you guys wouldn't mistreat your radios, they would probably work better.
Yeah, those radios get enough use, whether you pass them on to the next shift or, it's 24/7 radios that take a lot of abuse, but still the potential to drop them.
See, Wayne. Yeah, it doesn't help either that, you know, they don't have any holsters to put them in. They just kind of chuck them in the truck, or they chuck them in the cup holder, and it's like, well, no, you can't do that either. We gotta do something to protect these radios, because they're expensive. You know, Kenwoods, they're not cheap.
NAWCB, yeah, they're definitely not cheap, especially, like I say, the digital radios. If it had to pay for them, that's probably would take better care of them there. Somebody else would pay it for them, that's the problem. But that's something you can have to the right line to this back. Again, it's an expensive piece of equipment.
Yeah, I try to tell them too, like, take it easy on the batteries, you know, make sure that you're rotating them through, and like, it doesn't click sometimes, but their money, not mine.
Yeah, especially, you know, it's not your money, you know, the agency's money, maybe I'm all scanned out, scanning from the years of work, but I just usually look to do a couple and just keep them where they're at. And I need to turn on anything else. I guess I've got another radio. I can turn it on the back on, kind of like the select and unselect type thing.
Yeah, yeah. That is the nice thing about the Yaesu and the Icon is, you know, the dual channels I can listen to, and one I can just turn down, and the other one I can, you know, kind of keep it up and listen to. That's what I do with our, you know, with our channel is I'll leave our channel up higher, and then if I'm scanning, I'll kind of have that on like a low roar, and then if it stops on a channel I'm interested in, then I'll just turn up a little bit and listen and go from there.
Yeah, yeah, and it worked out really well. And what I liked back in the day, and you probably know it, you probably still have it on your, if you have consoles there, but if you press mute, it'll mute out the unselect channels on your Motorola console, and like it'll be stay for a minute, and then it'll unmute it. So if you got a lot of traffic on your select, you can just press mute, and it'll get rid of the unselect stuff. But it's only for a couple moments. A lot of people didn't know that on the consoles back in the day.
Yeah, we can do that with the consoles back. Back home, or you know, back at work, but I can hit mute, but it'll mute the radio itself. I know the Icon. There's a feature where it'll mute. It'll do that, like the Motorola's, where it'll mute that channel for a little bit, and then come back to it later on at a certain point.
NAWCB. Yeah, there you go. And like you say, sometimes the mute features, like you say, if you just mute the whole radio, that just keeps the whole purpose of it. That's kind of, like you say, it's kind of neat on the Icon as well. So there's some nice features there that these radios have. And you can kind of hear something lower in the background and flip to your main channel and scan or whatever. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat. I like it. Leo likes the mute button because when the baby's sleeping, instead of having to turn everything down, she just hits the mute button and mutes the radio, so that way she doesn't have to worry about waking the baby up or anything.
That's pretty cool. At least she's got a kind of a working knowledge of at least a couple of functions there on your radio. So that, like you say, that plays a big role and helps out there if need be.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've showed her a couple other things with the radio, and that way if she's got to tune into something, she can or whatnot. I know the Icon back, my base station one, if there's a weather alert, it'll automatically go over to the National Weather Service and stay on that channel. So it kind of gets a little boring, so she knows how to go back to the ham stuff and get it off the weather station.
Okay. That's a nice feature to that radio. Being able to get the weather, but like you say, instead of it running all the time, at least she knows how to turn that off. So that's good. That's good. She knows the technology, and it's good that she's able to do that stuff.
Yeah, my wife's pretty smart. Good wife. I enjoy her, but it's pretty nice. Like I said, like you're saying, the technology that's out there, and being able to use it, like I said, I like the Yaesu a little bit better because it's got more features, but the Icon's got, you know, a decent amount as well. It's, you know, the priority scan and, you know, home channels and stuff like that. It makes it pretty easy to operate. But the Yaesu, if I wanted to do APRS off of it, I could do APRS off of it, run like a geolocate or something like that. It's like they use GPS on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things. Again, you know, what do you use it for? You know, what's your needs inside or outside? You know, in a mobile. So yeah, again, it works out really well in functioning. You know, I kind of have you know, certain purposes that are used. You know, these are just the handheld and the, you know, those radios for. So again, it's you know, what's your needs? How does it how it works out for you there.
Yeah, Micah likes it. He likes the technology with the radios. He's fascinated with the Motorola's and my there for my DMR radio. But he likes that stuff. He likes the technology that goes with these radios.
And when he's comfortable, you know, he'll be able to take his test and then really get his hands on it there. But that's good. It's good he's getting comfortable with the technology and how it works and that, and maybe putting the two and two together. You know, whenever he's comfortable to take the test.
Yeah, he's gonna work on it. I think he's saying he's gonna try to add it to his school task, and then that way then he has, you know, he can study it and kind of make some actual time for it. But being out with the crews and being deployed with me and Wally, you know, setting up a radio for him, that really reignited it there for him. So.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, and again, you know, GMRS is a good door into it. And but again, you know, there's a lot more that you know, that you can do via amateur radio. And so again, it's a good you know, I look at Citizen's Band back in the day. Yeah, people make fun of it a little bit, but you know, hey, it opens the door and. Get you comfortable with using the equipment and the frequencies and so forth, and it's definitely a good way to go.
It is. It's, you know, it's a good icebreaker. You know, get you out there on the radio, and you know, used to talking on the radio, and you know, and learning. Like you said, learning the frequencies, it is a good starting point, I think, and still pretty useful. As long as there's a repeater somewhere around for GMRS, it's a good way to go. It's a good way to start out.
Well, too, and knowing the difference, you know, of what you can do with it, you know, with a repeater and Simplex. Again, you know, he probably saw that in action too. You know, you guys using it there on the Dream Cruise. So again, that, you know, that just is another you know, again, it expands that knowledge of what your radio can do, what it can't. You know, getting familiar with it, you know, understanding the difference, you know, hey, you know, CB is 11 centimeters, whereas, you know, GMRS is 70 centimeters, different facets there of technologies that are available.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, did you hear too? I was, I had seen an article. I haven't read the full thing yet, but I was reading that they may introduce a VHF channel for GMRS.
I saw a video on that the other night, and it sounds like an interesting prospect there. Again, there's differences, between low band VHF and UHF, what it's currently on. But again, it's a foot in the door. I've heard it could possibly use a repeater, or simplex. But again, these other services are good to have. Birds, different services that are available. Of course, but again, where ham can use a lot of technologies, a lot of power in that. And I think somebody's here.
Yeah, perfect. I'm almost there. I'm Saul and Macy Melrose, so I'm real close.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I'm going to go out and meet Mike out here, but hey, we'll see you in a few minutes here. Good talking with you. 73 there, son. Talk to you here soon. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, yeah. Sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes. 73, yeah. KYNU.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 69 degrees.
This is KFA-EDQ listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Thank you.